Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mommy Chronicles with Denise Davis May and Tanya Scott Williams, your parenting partners in raising phenomenal children.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mommy Chronicles. I'm Tanya Scott Williams.
And I am the one and only Denise Davis May.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And you heard all of that. We are so thrilled to be back with you today. If you only knew, you know, when we get a crew of people to work with us behind the scenes,
goodness.
The things that they will see.
We're going to keep that close. Very close.
I don't know now, because, you know, that's the big thing now, to show all the stuff that, it's not. Okay, all right, we're going to keep it tight. But we know we work in excellence, and it's in that spirit that we are continuing that whole summer fun, summer slump theme that we started leading up to that two-month period when all parents are wondering what they're going to do with their children. And last week we had an opportunity to talk to Ms. Lambert from Alabama State University and CAPS and 3P and all of the things that they're doing with the Tania Stewart Camp here in Montgomery, Alabama. Woo, that was amazing. If you didn't hear that show, you need to tune in to that one. It's in our archives. Please go and listen to it.
We'll replay it for you.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. We will. And we also want to drop a note that if you know of a program that's coming up, please send us information about it. We'd like to reach out to whoever the directors are so that we can, you know, talk to them and see if we might be able to interview them for the show. But, again, we always say we only have 30 minutes, so we're going to launch right into who we're going to talk to today. In the world of summer program, it's rare to find any that's primarily focused on fostering cultural curiosity among campers. And our guest today not only represents that rare jewel, she's the founder and executive director of Kids and Culture Camp of Washington, D.C. Jadea Ote is a native of Clovis, California, and she lived in Washington, D.C. for 21 years. She holds a B.A. degree in political science and a Juris Doctorate degree from Howard University.
The real H.U., understand.
Okay, now. She's admitted to practice law in Maryland and D.C. She works closely with Churches of Christ, small business clients, and individuals, providing legal advice regarding personnel matters and general business organization. Jadea is married to Melvin Ote, and they have two young boys, Caleb James and Christian Joseph. Jadea is a part-time attorney now, who primarily devotes her time to her family and running what may be one of the most unique summer programs in the Washington, D.C. area, Kids and Culture. Jadea Ote, welcome to the Mommy Chronicles.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
And we are thrilled to have you here with us today.
Yeah, we are excited. We were just talking about how we so wish that your camp was being held here in Montgomery. So many parents are looking for activities for their children to participate in that are enriching, that teach them, give them new information and new love for themselves. And so we've read your story. And it's been widely published, and it's been celebrated for how unique some of the offerings are. So before we get into some of the details, tell us what inspired you to launch the Kids and Culture Camp.
Sure. So when my oldest, who is now 11, and he was about 2 years old, I started researching camps in the Washington, D.C. area. And I was a little disappointed with what I saw. There are lots of offerings, but many of the camps are singular and focused, meaning that there may be a science camp or a sports camp, but many of the camps did not offer a variety of activities, in particular focusing on culture, and they were very, very expensive. So my inspiration in starting the camp was to try to start something that was multidimensional, where I could expose my own children to different cultures and also to keep it affordable for families. Risk management is another extremely important factor for me with my legal background, and so providing a safe environment for children is one of the top things that was on my list of priorities, but really just creating a camp where children could learn to love and appreciate other cultures while having a variety of different offerings.
Gosh. Now, you know, you really touched on something that's near and dear to our hearts. Sometimes we look for others to bring to us the things that we need when all we have to do sometimes is look within ourselves. You know, and that creative energy as a mom who wanted to do something for her kids, you pulled on that, and of course your background, and here we are, several years later, you've got Kids and Culture. I think that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're excited about the camp. This is our 8th year of operation, and the birth of the camp actually began by this idea that I had in my mind, but then I took that idea, did a little bit of the legal research, sent an email out to a group of homeschoolers, to a homeschool group, and I said, hey, is anyone interested in starting our own camp? We can do this. And about 8 moms answered the call, and we began having late-night conference calls after our children went to bed around 9 o'clock. We had hour conference calls for about 3 to 4 months straight, and Kids and Culture was born on the campus of Howard University in 2010.
Look, I have an article here from 2010, and some of those moms that you're talking about, we're talking about backgrounds in law and theater, visual arts, accounting, biology, international studies, chemistry, Spanish. I mean, you were like sweeping it all up.
That's right. And that's one of the beauties of the camp itself is that moms were able to come together and bring their passions, bring their expertise to the table to help create the camp. So our website, for example, was developed by a mom that has expertise in graphic design and visual arts. And we always focus on making sure that our teachers bring out whatever passion they have in the classroom. So for instance, one of the things I talked about was bringing things to the table and bringing things to the camp that I myself may not have expertise in. So not only are the children learning about different cultures each week, there's a different country that they study or cultural focus each week. They're learning about the art, history, geography, notable people, but they're also getting exposure to chess and yoga and cultural cooking classes, and they have field trips once a week. Yeah. African drumming, cafueta. So it's real involved, and the kids stay busy, and they have a lot of fun.
Okay, so do you enroll grown-ups in that program? Wondering.
You know what? We enroll grown-ups in terms of our teachers and our staff, and I'm thankful that the majority of the campers that started with us in 2010 are still with us, and they follow us wherever we go because their kids are excited about the camp, and many of our teachers that started with us in 2010 continue to teach with us year after year, even when their children have aged out of the program. And that's, I guess, another thing I wanted to bring up that I think makes Kids and Culture Camp unique. The moms are invested in the camp because our own children have attended or they currently attend. So we're very, very vested in making sure that our children are learning as well as all the children who attend the camp, and that we're creating a very, you know, fun environment, but an environment that's loving, that's enriching, and that will help instill a love for learning about cultures in our kids.
Wow.
Okay.
So can you talk, you've talked a little bit about the international affairs, and that's something that's near and dear to both of our hearts in terms of exposing children to global knowledge and global understanding. Can you talk about how you accomplish their introduction to other cultures beyond the cooking, and what kind of resources do you bring to bear in order to make it happen?
Sure. So there are several different components to the camp. One, we developed our own educational theme. So we have an educational theme called Our Part in Art. We have another one called Nothing But Nature, where the children will explore the nature of a particular country or culture. We have World Changers, where students will engage in various character-building exercises. And then we have, you know, the fitness aspect as well as the language and arts piece. So part of instilling a love for learning about other cultures and exposing them to international affairs is just making sure that they know that these places exist. Many of us may not travel outside of our immediate area, and part of our inability to develop a love for cultures and an appreciation for international affairs is just pure ignorance. You just may not know about another culture or country. So some of the resources that we utilize we bring in speakers from various places. We've had archaeologists and anthropologists from the Smithsonian Museums come in. As I mentioned before, we have African drummers come in. We have speakers from the D.C. area, from Maryland, from Virginia that have expertise in the particular area that we're studying, and our teachers are also briefed on the culture by experts. So we utilize a lot of the resources that are right there in the nation's capital, which is very rich with resources, and you know, I'm thankful that we're there because we're able to take advantage of those. But also, once our campers have developed this love for learning, it's grown. So some of our campers that have aged out, we call them KCC graduates, have actually gone on to participate in model United Nations competitions and, you know, traveled abroad. We studied Peru 1 year, so a family, after they experienced that at Kids and Culture, actually took a family vacation to Peru because their kids were so excited about what they learned. So learning about, you know, the money, the landmarks, notable people, these are not traditional things that the kids are studying in the traditional school setting. And that's another thing that makes Kids and Culture unique, is that we often try to focus on the African influence in any country or culture that we're studying. And our children do not get that in the traditional school setting. So even though we may be studying Italy, or we may, you know, study the Philippines, we're going to dig deep and find out what the African influence is in even those cultures, because our children need to know that. They need to love and appreciate and the heritage of other people.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's clear, and you're talking about the community and how engaged the folks who have been exposed to you are. So they're coming back every year, and the graduates are coming back and connecting with you. What's been the response from the community, the broader community, since the camp's founding?
The response from the community has been tremendous. Families, parents have been very supportive of the camp. It's kind of difficult in the D.C. area to maintain one facility to have, you know, to host a camp program. We do rely on traditionally public charter schools to host our programs, but the community has been very supportive. The public charter schools have been very supportive of hosting us. The public libraries come together. The librarians come over to do story time for the children. So I think Kids and Culture has definitely established itself as a staple in the community, and parents are seeking our camp out, you know, above others. And the affordability is another main thing. Parents know that we are trying to keep the camp affordable, but at the same time, the type of camping that we're able to provide for our campers is akin to, you know, the $450, $600 camp at the Smithsonian Museum, but we don't want to exclude any particular segment of our population in the D.C. area. We want all children to be able to have a good, high-quality experience during the summer. So the community has been great. Churches have supported our program. They've sponsored camps. Georgia Avenue Church of Christ right there in Washington, D.C., they allow us to host our trainings there. So the community has been great and very supportive.
Well, yeah, again, I'm going to say that again, but let's go ahead and enroll some grown-ups, and I'll be the first one on your list to do that. Certainly sounds fantastic. If you're just joining us, this is the Mommy Chronicles. I'm Tanya Scott Williams.
And I'm Denise Davis May.
And we are interviewing today Ms. Janaea Otey, who has an incredible program called Kids and Culture, and we're learning all about it, the remarkable things that they do there. We'd love for you to get in touch with us, not only about today's program, but if you have questions or you have suggestions on things you'd like for us to talk about. Right now we've got our Summer Fun, Not Summer Slump theme going on, so we're certainly interested in not only programs here in Alabama, but we have a very wide listening audience. We've got people here in the United States and abroad who listen to us. So tell us about your programs. We'd love to talk to you about it. You can email us at mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at tmommychronicle, no S at the end of that, at tmommychronicle on Twitter, and on Facebook, The Mommy Chronicles. So please get in touch with us so that we can hear about what's going on in the community, and we can develop some other show topics that might be of interest to to families. So, Janaea, now tell me, I know others have had to ask you about bringing this program to their cities and their towns. So what are your plans for the program in terms of expansion across the country or even around the world?
We would love to expand. And actually this summer, for the first time, we will have two locations for kids and culture in the D.C. area. We'll have camp at D.C. Bilingual Public Charter School and also Shining Stars Montessori. So we are planning to expand. We've been asked to host camps in Virginia, in Maryland, in California, and actually here also in Alabama. So we are looking to expand. Human resources is always a major, you know, issue and concern because we're very selective of our teachers. We're very selective of those who work with our campers. And so the plan is to expand, but not too fast. Because we want to maintain the quality, the high quality of our programming. So just stay tuned and you'll see what's on the horizon. We also have a cookbook coming out pretty soon as well.
Awesome, awesome. So tell us, we're excited about everything that you're doing. We're also excited about hearing when the Montgomery location of Kids and Culture Camp will be established. We have listeners in the Washington, D.C. area, certainly all over the DMV, and so we're hoping that those listeners, those who have younger children in particular, will make some connection with you and attempt to expose their children to this wonderful opportunity that you're providing. Talk to us about how we can learn more about the Kids and Culture Camp. What are the ways that people can connect with you?
Sure. So we have a wealth of information on our website, which is kidsandculture.com, and that's K-I-D-S, spell out the word and, culture.com. They can also call and find out more information by calling 202-643-8787. And I also wanted to mention our camps are for children ages 3 to 12. So we are starting very young at age 3, which most camps don't. But again, that gives your camper an opportunity to really get engrossed in the culture of Kids and Culture because we have our own culture and way of doing things around KCC. So it gives them an opportunity to start young and to grow with us until, you know, they're age 12. And starting this year for the first time, we are launching a junior counselors and training program. So campers that have aged out of KCC that are 13 to 17 can come back and receive training on how to work with young people and mentor them and even learn the business aspects of running a camp. They'll have sessions with myself and some of the other mom entrepreneurs to find out the ins and outs of running your own business.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And so what's down the road for you all? You have these new opportunities for counselors in training, ages 13 to 17. That is wonderful. I think we often miss that gap of kids. Those kids maybe between the ages of 13 and 15, they're not really old enough to work on their own. They're too old to participate
right.
in some of these wonderful opportunities. So this is phenomenal that you're offering them this opportunity. What else is down the road? What are your dreams for Kids and Culture?
Well, there are a couple things that we're working on now. One is to actually have a couple spring break camps and winter break camps, starting off in the D.C. area and then expanding. So many parents are looking for opportunities for their children during those break times. And in 2018, we'll be launching that as well, and actually 2017. So we're looking forward to that. We also have a cookbook coming out. As I mentioned, the kids have cultural cooking classes every week, and we've compiled a database of recipes since 2011. That's when we started the classes. So the KCC cookbook will be coming out this spring. Chef Medea Allen from Organic Soul Chef, she's excellent. She prepared all of the dishes in that cookbook, and I think that's something that's exciting that's on the horizon for KCC. We're also in the process of developing a curriculum. Many parents ask year after year if they could have some additional materials to review with their campers after the camp has ended. So that is on the horizon as well.
Awesome. And where can this cookbook be purchased? Will it be on the website?
It will be available on our website in the spring. We'll post also information on our Facebook page. We're still working out the logistics in terms of the print-on-demand and all of that. But as soon as it's available, we will post it on our website, send it out to our parents in our database, and send out email blasts. So I think the parents will enjoy it because these recipes are tried and true. You think your child doesn't like vegetables, send them to Kids and Culture Camp because we're a nut-free, meat-free, vegan-friendly environment. Of course, parents can send their children with meat, you know, for their lunch. But in terms of our cooking classes, they're completely vegan and allergy-free. So I think that'll be something exciting that we can look forward to.
Wow. Well, we are so thankful that we had the opportunity to talk with you today. We have learned quite a bit. Again, we're putting that bug in your ear. Our children are a little older, but we know that there are tons of parents who every summer are struggling to find activities that are not so singularly focused, that allow for kind of a breadth of exposure in the way that you've identified. There is some writing around how curricula similar to yours is most beneficial for programs and the best practices. And so you're right on target with providing these diverse experiences for kids, you know, particularly in this age group. You know, we try to push so much, and Tanya and I have talked frequently about, you know, just the push that parents have to have their children excel in one particular area over another, and how it doesn't match with developmental psychology, right? Because our children are still developing all of their skills, and if you push them into math or science or technology, and that's not really where their intelligences lie, then you've already broken them. So I so appreciate just the wide range of art and legacy and history and, you know, dietary exposure that you're providing your children and others. We thank you for joining us this morning. And, Tanya, did you have anything else?
I just want to emphasize again that Kids and Culture Camp is coming up this summer, June 26th through July 21st. It's the summer camp for kids ages 3 to 12, although there is room, we understand, for counselors in training, the older children who participated in the program. This year, Jadea says that they're going to be focusing on Haiti and Italy, Nigeria, and the Philippines in some of their programs. If you want to enroll, then please go to their website. It's www.kidsandculture.com, and go ahead and get your applications in. Did you mention the fee? I'm sure you did. Mention again, Janaea, the fee for the program and other information that I might have left out that parents need to be aware of.
Sure. The camp is $250 per week for regular hours from 9 to 3. We also offer extended hours in the morning. If you need to drop off early at 7:45, that's $50. And then if you'd like your camper to stay for after camp from 3 to 5, that's an additional $70. So we have those times available for you. And I just wanted to add, too, just with everything that's been going on in the world that we live in and with the tension, you know, that's there racially and politically and all of those things, Kids and Culture truly is a place where we see children of all cultures learning about different cultures and coming together and their parents coming together to celebrate each other. And that's what it's all about.
Awesome. And so we hope that some of our listeners connect with you, if not just to kind of congratulate you on pursuing this. I think, again, you're filling a need. And so many times we say that we have needs and forget that we are the fulfillers, right? Like we can provide for the needs that we have. So I really appreciate you. If you're joining us, we are the Mommy Chronicles. I'm Denise Davis May.
And I'm Tanya Scott Williams.
And we'd love to hear from you. You can check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Mommy Chronicles. We have the ever famous Facebook page, The Mommy Chronicles. And then you can reach us on Twitter, where we tweet at T Mommy Chronicle, no S. And send us some information about the types of programs that are going on in your community for the summer. Give us some ideas about some other issues and other some other areas that you'd like us to cover. Tell us how you feel about the show that you've already seen and heard.
That's right.
And you can email us those suggestions and responses to mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. Janae, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Maybe just our email address. So if you have, if anyone has additional questions, they can certainly send an email to info@kidsandculture.com. That's KIDS and culture.com, and we'll certainly get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you for this opportunity, and you have a wonderful program.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much. It was our pleasure, absolutely.
And you have a blessed week.
Thank you.
So you all have just heard our interview with Ms. Janae Otey, and we are so excited about the work she's doing in Washington, D.C. on Howard University's campus is where this started. She's now engaging with a couple of public charter schools, giving an opportunity for children in the DMV area to participate in a cooperative effort by Moms Who Care. Culture, food, international affairs,
everything you can think
science,
of.
Political science, graphic design in one place for a week for $250. You can't beat that. So we are really wanting you to engage us. Let us know if you have a program that is being offered for the summer, and you'd like to be on our show over the next couple of weeks.
That's right.
Catch us
please, and
send us an email, mommychronicles2014@gmail.com, so that we can communicate with us with you. We have a lot going on this summer.
Yes,
my friend and co-host is birding all over the place, and did a wonderful one this weekend. That everyone is talking about,
Thank you.
She loves nature, and I'm trying to support that love.
Wonderful. You know, I think we realized you were the first person, other than my family, that went with me birding. So
okay.
You know, you are awesome. There you go. You can pop your collar. That's right. We went up to Auburn, and yes, the speaking engagement this past weekend was wonderful. And I think it's really developing into this whole wellness retreat idea that birds happens to be the focus of, but it is all about self-care. So it's been awesome the way the Creator is opening up doors for me to be able to do that.
Wow.
And you're going to be traveling, I think.
Yeah, doing some work with the Sisters of the Academy, which is an organization for women in graduate school, doctoral programs, and early career academics down at the University of South Florida.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that soon, getting a little shopping and a little self-care of my home.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, if you need me to carry the luggage for you, just let me know.
I might need you to carry some back.
Hide
them at your house.
See, this is where we differ. I do not care for shopping. She does. I love the outdoors. She's hesitant. So you know how that works out? Opposite the track, I guess they say.
Yeah. So we are excited about this summer. Our girls have stuff going on. We'll share that with you at another time. And so you all just connect with us. Check out our Facebook page. Let us know how we're doing. We are continuing to grow, and we have some stuff coming up soon that we're excited about, and we'll be able to share some time over the summer as we kind of process it, and we are hopeful that you continue to hang out with us. We enjoy this. We enjoy engaging with you and creating a virtual community. We are your parenting partners in raising phenomenal children, and you all have an awesome, awesome week.
Absolutely, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Mommy Chronicles with Denise Davis May and Tanya Scott Williams. Listen anytime, anywhere on blogtalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Write to us at mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. The Mommy Chronicles, your parenting partners in raising phenomenal children.